Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You are watching I Allegedly, and I am going to show you how to destroy a city. Lot to learn. We're going to, you know, file this under how-to also. I am at what used to be called the beautiful 3rd Street Promenade in Santa Monica, California. About 50 miles from my house. I drove up here today for you guys to show you this. But crime and the problem with the way that this city is ran has absolutely destroyed this beautiful shopping district. And I'm going to show you guys how bad this is. But you have vacancies like you have never had before. Look at this. This place is dead, guys. Dead during the day. Like, subscribe. We have a sponsor, Patriot Gold. I'll talk about them in a bit. But, man, let's get into it. This place holds a special place in my heart because my kids would come up here with me. My late girlfriend, when she had cancer treatment, one thing that Lisa did that was absolutely amazing was she found out the person that developed Herceptin at UCLA and said, why should this person not be my doctor? And drove from Orange County to LA and made sure that that person was her doctor. And again, if you have an ailment, if you have a life-threatening disease and you don't get the best care, that's on you, because that's what she did. And she lived 13 years with cancer. So anyways, we would come up here, but it was it was nice back then. And just 2 short years, this is what happens. All of these stores are victims of people robbing people and stealing. In California, with Proposition 47, there was a woman that pushed it and allowed it. They called it the Safe Cities and Safe Schools Act, which just, oh my God, I want safe cities, I want safe schools. Well, no, it also had a clause in there that made it so if you stole $950, you couldn't get prosecuted. It's basically a traffic ticket. So when you talk to these merchants that will not go on camera and they talk about how every day theft is a problem, every day they have to deal with crime, every day they have to deal with idiots coming in here and stealing things and running out. Hopefully we'll get lucky and we'll see that happen while I'm here. But the one thing that you cannot deny is that this place is a shell of what it used to be. It is absolutely shut down, okay, compared to what it used to be. And it is horrific how bad it is. Now, I understand, you know, look at this, for lease. I understand how expensive a place like this would be. And we can also talk about, and you've seen me talk about it, you know, over and over again about how bad the economy is and people have no money. But this place is a disaster right now. And it's very, very sad to see all this stuff boarded up and all the for lease signs. The one thing that was very cool about coming down here is they would have coffee carts and food carts and different things that were ran by businesses. And they would, you'd have all these international tourists from Europe, people that wouldn't speak English, people that would be here and just enjoying the sights and enjoying this area. But not anymore, guys. Not anymore. Oh, Dan, you're shopping at the wrong time, Dan. This is terrible, okay? So Abercrombie's dead, have a problem with people ripping them off. And again, they don't prosecute people in this city. This is what has destroyed the city. You have the homeless festival here where people come here and sleep on the sidewalks and just constantly panhandling and begging people for money and getting people to not come here. Now, the last time I was here, to exactly when it was the Saturday before the Super Bowl 2 years ago when the Rams played Cincinnati, because all the Cincinnati fans stayed in this area and I got to film all that. Hey, great, this place is for lease. They just leased it. Congratulations, man. Spending money there. 50% off. Sand and surf. Isn't that lovely? But guys, there is no one here. Absolutely dead. A shell of what it used to be. So, you know. But last time I was here, a guy was showering and bathing in the fountain down the way. And I'll walk past that fountain so I can see if our buddy's, you know, bathing over there. But A lot more to cover. Let me know what you think so far. The Market Pavilion is closed. Beaten there a bunch of times. Just got all these stores completely abandoned. I mean, come on. Look at this place. Oh, this place is for lease. You guys should step up and get that. It's probably 20 or 30 grand a month to get that place. But you have to be shocked at this. You have to be. Look at this. Once again, you let criminals run wild. You let drugs run wild. Just completely abandoned. Shocking. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. Guys, number one rated for 8 years in a row, Patriot Gold is a leader in sales and service for everything gold related. As we have all these trying and difficult economic times, you need to protect yourself and your future. With the uncertainty of the election, with the uncertainty of the stock market and the economy, gold has always been a great hedge to protect yourself. Call them today, 888-330-1431 today, and find out how you can get gold in your retirement, but contact them today. They'll answer all your questions. The thing that I like the most is that they have a free investor guide. You can contact them and they will answer all your questions. They'll show you how gold is very easy to buy and you can get it in your future to protect yourself. During these difficult, uncertain times, you need to protect yourself and take matters into your own hands. Contact Patriot Gold today. They're number one rated for a reason with Consumer Affairs for 8 years in a row. Call them today, 888-330-1431. Look at this place. It's a complete ghost town. An absolute shell of what it used to be. There is no one here. One of the greatest shopping districts in the world is completely abandoned and basically shut down. I also have a great announcement that Bob's coming back in the next few days. So Bob Kudla, the stock guru, is going to come back. The trading genius guru is going to come answer our questions. And we'll probably get a couple videos out of Bob if we do this right. So stay tuned for that. But if you have a question, you want a stock question or trading question or anything right now, asked about metals, Bitcoin stocks, your retirement, anything fun like that, send it over to hello@iallegedly.com. And also, guys, remember this. Put Bob in the title of the email so we know that it's for Bob, okay? It'll make it much easier for all of us, okay? But that's great news, and I cannot wait to have him back. I can't help but be sarcastic. I mean, come on, guys, this is ridiculous. Look at how bad this is. It's got store after store closed for lease, for lease, for lease. Again, to go to this high-end area that used to be packed, guys, it used to just have, you know, all these different places. I'm telling you guys, people would fight to get in here. I remember a few years ago when there were no vacancies here. There was nobody here. There was no openings here, but not anymore. Look at this place. Just completely dead. Completely dead. Oh, it's just sad. So once again, how to destroy a city. It's very simple. You don't prosecute people for anything. You don't have accountability for anything, to your politicians, to anybody. You don't care about the businesses. You don't care about employees. You don't care about people's safety. You just let it go, man. Let it ride. And if you do that, that's what you have. You end up with this. So a guy was laughing at me saying that. That's the truth. This is the truth. Okay? You know, you want commerce. You want people to come to your town. But again, guys, for those of you that have shopped up here, you know what a beautiful experience this was. You would go and you would spend the day here, and it would be like going to shopping Disneyland because it would be so busy. you know? Just dead. Just dead, guys. So let me know what you think so far, because, look at all the vacancies. It's just tragic. But again, all the stores that I talked to, nobody would go, no. Okay? Have all said the same thing. It gets down to crime. We cannot report the crime because it goes to our insurance company. Two stores told me that. Okay? We don't want our insurance rates to go up anymore. They're high enough. So you'd rather be stolen from blindly and not report it. Okay? I am at the 3rd Street Promenade, guys. It's over. This is over. Now, let's just say that the economy is doing great and you're, you know, smoking peyote and you're sniffing glue all day long. You're kidding yourself. People need to work. People need a place to go eat. People need shopping. I just think of the dozens of stores that I've been into the last time I was here in just 2.5 years, guys. 2.5 years. And it's dead. Look at this. So we'll go to the other end. We'll go down by Tesla, where it's amazing. And check that out, okay, before I get the hell out of here. So let me know what you think about this. But once again, this will be the advertisement, okay, for California. And I'll respond to something people keep sending me. Governor Newsom hired a very expensive photographer to show him as if he's JFK. And I think it's ridiculous, guys. I think that you're going to have this as the poster child. This should be Kamala Harris's, you know, calling card too. But no, she's great. Well, what's she gonna do? I don't know. You know what's funny? Let me tell you two things. Think about this. You are the administration. You could do whatever you wanted to. If you wanted to have no tax on tips, you could do that today. Today, you could sit there and do that. If you wanted to have it so that the border was closed, you could do that today, okay? So, it's crazy, guys, you know? Just riddled with crime and just completely destroyed. You got the Cabo Cantina, I give this guy credit, he's taking up some serious space to make it bigger, so it's shocking. But when you see areas like this that are closed off, I've eaten here dozens of times at this place, and the Pavilion was nice, you know, but done, just done. And then Sephora, they're still open. Women will buy makeup everywhere, it looks like. Man, God, just isn't this crazy? What did you say? Okay. Share your thoughts on that. Share your thoughts on this so far. This travesty. Let me know what you think about this. Tell me how this is good. This is funny. Again, 3rd Street Promenade is destroyed, and there's a mural up here. It's called Mount Drugsmore. In other words, because of the drug problem, they want to fire the city manager, David White, and get rid of the other ones. Okay, well, guys, I mean, come on. This is ridiculous. You can't have the junkies that don't pay anything, that are a burden on society, run the joint, okay? Oh, my God, Dan, do you know what you're saying? Yeah, I do. You guys, this place is unsafe, and there's no one here, okay? Used to be thousands of people here during the day, okay? Eating, going place to place. Another jewelry store down for the count. Okay? Done. Done to rue. Okay? Fresh Foods Market. That sounds good. Let's go there. Oh, wait. They're close, too. Okay? Come on, guys. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. But again, this is your guide on how to destroy a city. You let the junkies take over. You let the homeless run amok. And you don't prosecute anybody. People steal? No. You don't understand. They don't steal. They steal because they don't have. And you have more than they do. Okay, because I work my ass off 7 days a week. Okay? I had a girlfriend recently say, have you noticed that you're on your phone till sometimes 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning? Yeah, I'm just playing video games and on TikTok having a good time. Again. Be nice to work less, wouldn't it? But there's more to cover. Once again, I have a very weird sense of humor, and I laugh at some things that I probably shouldn't laugh at. City of New York is complaining now that the migrants are costing money. Newcomers. Free love, free hotels. Wouldn't you like to go to a New York City hotel? Oh, by the way, here's another place. Done. You know? Just absolutely crazy, guys. People just, you know, drug use is rampant, walking down the street. Okay. Anyways, $5 billion on migrants and the newcomers in hotels and services. And they're concerned about that it's going to be an additional $5 billion. If I said million earlier, it's $5 billion. Guys, who could afford this? Who can afford this? We can't. The cities are overrun. They're destroyed. They're ruined. And there's no one here. So, once again, the Apple Store. Hey, you guys probably get an appointment there because there's nobody there. Get your iPhone worked on in Santa Monica. You'll take your life into your own hands coming down here, but listen, I got an appointment the next day. Okay? Look at this place, guys. It's crazy. So, there's that. You know. Ford Mazda owners need to not drive their cars because of dangerous airbags. That's nice. Isn't that good? The Forever 21, they went bankrupt, so they tried to keep this open. Again, this is one of the busier stores that survived the bankruptcy, and then now it's done. Store next to it's done. I mean, come on, man. Come on. So, gets crazy, guys. Just, it gets to be, you're laughable. You know, the Tesla store's up there. And last time I was here, I got a kick out of it because they had a Tesla that you could lease for 10,000 miles a year for $1,600 a month, which I thought was funny. So let me know what you think about this stuff so far, guys. I'm gonna finish this video with these last couple stories. Here's the infamous fountain where the guy was showering because the pterodactyl dinosaur, whatever that thing is, that's spitting out water, gives you the shower effect. So the guy was just bathing in there. It was nice, you know what I mean? It was just letting all the Super Bowl attendees see him in all his glory. Isn't that beautiful? Huh? Isn't that nice? So, you know, again, there's nobody here bathing today. Sorry to disappoint. But couple things. Michael Hartnett, the CEO of Bank of America, he said, wow, the economy is very bad. Okay, and again, getting to the point that we've turned into a nation of bargain hunters. No, we've turned into a nation of people that have $12 and want to make it last, okay? So I love rich people. I mean, I'm talking not like, hey, the guy's got a nice house, nice car, and he has a nice pension. I'm not talking that guy. I'm talking about the people up here, like Michael Hartnett, telling us how tough it is. Look at this place, okay? Again, down for the count. Third Street Promenade. This restaurant, Italian restaurant that used to be fantastic. My kids used to beg me to come here, okay? Not anymore, guys. Done. So, we've turned into a nation of bargain hunters. Globally, I have not had anybody write me just go, hey, you know what? I live my life and I just piss my money away and we're in Canada, we're in South America, we're in Ireland. No, everybody's strapped. Now, to give you guys an idea, again, the fact that this place is this dead, for those of you that have been here, you know, you rain or shine, day and night, weekends, holidays, it does not make a bit of difference. Okay? That's funny. The only store that's got people in it is the Tesla store right now. So, Elon's got action right now. But, with that being said, final story is the last remaining Denny's in San Francisco is closed. Huh? Why? Not because of lack of business, because they're sick of the dine and dash. Yeah, I'll have the Grand Slam. Can you get extra ham on that? I want it well done. I want my bacon cooked this way. And then they dine and dash, and they're just sick of people not paying. So, okay, well, enough, guys, enough. I went and took Rosie. Rosie had a scratching problem, so I went and shaved her down and got some advice on that. And Lisa used to shave her down once a year, and I hadn't done it since Lisa passed. And I thought, okay, I'll take Rosie and shave her down. And when I went to the vet, I said, hey, you guys want me to pay up front? And they laughed. They were like, really? Wouldn't you want to see how your dog turned out first? I said, well, I just didn't want you guys to think I would stiff. We have your dogs. Worried about you not showing up. And I was just telling him stories of everything I've read over the course of the last few months about this. But again, you got Nordstrom's on this end. Let's go buy a Peloton. By the way, they're 50% off on the apparel right now, okay? It's crazy, guys. It's absolutely crazy. But like, subscribe, email me, and don't forget, Bob's coming back. So send your questions for Bob, okay? Hello@iallegedly.com. Put that in the description, okay? Bob, and that way I'll know it's a question for Bob. The next few days, he's coming back. Bye.